Hallelujah. Do you know many sicknesses always talk in darkness? Hallelujah. You find a lot of people are always very healthy during the day. Hallelujah. Have you ever become sick during the day? Most of the people become sick when they wake up in the morning. They realize they are sick. Because pestilence talks in the darkness. They're stuck in the darkness. You may find somebody was just well during the day. When they wake up, they are sickling. Because there were pestilence that was talking in the darkness. The enemy was looking for avenue to enter into your dream, to scare you, to put bad things into your dream, because there are pestilence that talks in the darkness. But when we have made the Lord our Most High, hallelujah, our shelter, when we dwell under the shelter of the Most High, the Bible says we shall not fear of the pestilence that talks in darkness, no, the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. This is the best insurance somebody can ever have. If you're looking for the best insurance, and it is free, oh, it is free. You just need to invest your time to honor God. You need to invest your time to dwell in His presence. You need to invest your time to trust in Him. Hallelujah. He will give you free insurance. He will give you free insurance. The Bible says 1,000 may fall by your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. What does that mean? The Lord will put a demarcation. Hagadabazindi. The blood of Jesus is around you. Hagadaragadia. Zeke peteleba. Unto COVID will not kill you. Halalalala. HIV/AIDS will not kill you. Pestilence will not kill you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 1,000 may fall at your side. 10,000 may fall. But it will not come near you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Because you are a child of God. You are protected by God. You live in a camp that is demarcated by the blood of Jesus. And no evil is permitted to cross that blood. No devil, no sickness, no pestilence is permitted to cross the blood of the Lamb of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, from today, choose to abide, choose to dwell in the name of Jesus, and 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it will not come near you. This is the best insurance you can ever have. If you want insurance in your life, then run to Psalms 91. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, glory be to God. Hallelujah. You will only look with your eyes to see the recompense of the wicked. You will only look with your eyes. Those that told you that you are wasting time going to church, those that told you that you are wasting time living for God, while they were going around doing all manner of wickedness, while they were going around fornicating like dogs, you will look with your eyes to see their destruction. Those that refused God, those that refused to repent because they thought that they were enjoying life outside there. There's no life you can enjoy outside God. Hallelujah. The life you can enjoy is in His presence, because in the presence of God there is strength. In His presence is joy. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And the wages of sin, the Bible says, is death. When you live outside God, you are calling for death. You are calling for destruction. Praise the Lord Almighty. But the Bible says your eyes shall see the recompense of the wicked. Those people people that laughed at you because you loved God. Those people that laughed at you because your dressing is indignity. Hallelujah. You are not walking around dressing like an harlot. Praise the Lord Almighty. You are dressing in dignity. You are dressing in a way that honor God. Those that walk around dressing like harlot, dressing like prostitute, you will see their destruction. This, you know, our life is preserved when we dwell under the shadow, when we abide by the statutes of God, when we abide by the decrees of heaven, when we abide by godly instruction, when we abide by the counsel of the Almighty God. Your destiny will be preserved. Your life will be preserved. Your health will be preserved. Your future will be preserved. You are not permitted to die before your time. No pestilence is permitted to bring you down. No sickness is permitted to bring you down. No accident is permitted to bring you down, because you have chosen to make the Lord your refuge, the Most High, your fortress. You will look and see the recompense of the wicked. Listen to this. 9 is laying more emphasis. Because you have made the Lord your dwelling place, the Most High, who is my refuge. Listen to this. You see, the word is for you and for me. Whether you believe it or not, I am taking what is mine and I am receiving it in my spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, no evil shall be allowed to befall you in this evil world. Hallelujah. If the scriptures say, if you have made the Lord your God, your refuge, your dwelling place, the Most High, Hakabahata, Rakabahata, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. Tell yourself, no evil is allowed to befall me. No evil, no evil, no evil, no evil is allowed to befall my family. No evil is allowed to befall my life. No evil is allowed to befall my business. No evil, Hakabahata, Sheke Petolo Bayantani, Itoso Varada, Kidaganta, Oparate Zegedia, Oparate, no evil is permitted to befall me. Hallelujah. That is a command. No evil is allowed. Have you ever gone to a place where you are not allowed to enter? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Do you know there are places that are heavily protected? Hallelujah. Especially places where they store gold. Hallelujah. Those places, they are heavily protected. You can't just go. For example, even in State House here in America, you can't just wake up and go to State House and just walk in. You need a permit. You need a permission. You need a letter to enter. Hallelujah. You need an invitation to enter. Glory be to God. It's the same way when you abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Bible said no evil is permitted to befall you. No evil, no works of evil man is permitted to befall you. No work of witchcraft is permitted to befall you. In the mighty name of Jesus, no work of crafty men and crafty women is permitted to befall you, because that is a no-go zone for darkness, no-go zone for unclean spirit, no-go zone for the enemy, no go zone. Abahata rabahande, yeke peleka toko loko iya. Because you dwell under the shadow, you dwell under the kingdom of the Almighty. Abahande de badaya, you dwell under the statutes of heaven, you dwell under the decrees of heaven. No evil is permitted to befall you. No evil is permitted to harm you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, no evil shall be allowed to befall you. No plague come near your tent. No plague, no diseases come near our tent. In the mighty name of Jesus, no plague, no cholera, hallelujah, no HIV/AIDS, no plague, no plague is permitted to come upon our tent. No pestilence is permitted to come near our tent. We are protected. We are loved by God. We abide under the shadow. We dwell under His arm. No plague is permitted to befall in the name, even to come near. Hallelujah. For He will command His angels concerning you to guard you in all your ways. On their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against a stone. You will tread on the lion and the adder, the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. You see, life is spiritual. You see, when Jesus was about to go, He gave a decree to His disciples that they will trample against snakes and scorpions. Hallelujah, glory be to God. There are snakes and scorpions in our families that we need to trample against. There are snakes and scorpions in our nation that we need to trample against. There are snakes and scorpions in our cities that we need to trample against. Snakes and scorpions that have put men in bondage. Snakes and scorpions that have put men in prison. Snakes and scorpions that doesn't want our children to live for God. Every seductive spirit, every marine spirit, perish, we trample against you. We trample against snakes and scorpions, against python spirit, against every snake spirit, against every marine spirit. We trample against every snakes and scorpions that are arising against our communities, against our children, against our marriage, against the church of Jesus. We trample them down. We trample them down. Because it is written, I give you power over all the powers of the enemy. You see, even the enemy has power. And those power manifest in different ways. They manifest as diseases. They manifest as pestilence. They manifest as arrows. They manifest as snares. They manifest as young lions. They manifest as different images. You see, the Bible talks about the lions, the young lions. You should trample, you shall trample against the lion and the adder. The adder there is poisonous snakes. Hallelujah. Even the young lion, the young demons that want to mess up with your life. Glory be to God. You shall trample every darkness that the enemy is raising against your life, against your health, against your children. You must trample them down. Makata, you must step on them. That thing that the enemy thought will destroy you will become a platform to lift you to your next level, because you are stepping on them. You are stepping onto every disease, onto every trouble, onto every lion, onto every young lion that have been sent from the pit of hell to destroy your life. You are trampling them. You are trampling them. You are putting them on fire in the mighty name of Jesus. They will know they have come to the wrong place. They will know that this is not the place where they can abide. You are under the shadow of the Almighty, and every assignment of darkness must leave, must flee, because the place will become too hot for the devil to dwell. The place will become too hot for unclean spirit to dwell. The place will become too hot for sickness to dwell, for infirmities to dwell, for the works of the enemy to dwell. Because we serve a consuming fire. You will strike. Hallelujah. You will trample Hallelujah. You will tread on the lion and the adder, and the young lion and the serpent you will trample underfoot. Hallelujah. I feel like stepping on the devil. Oh, Bahia, ta, 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 ta. Tonight, there are things that you have to trample. You have to step onto that snake that is out to kill family members. You have to step onto that python spirit of poverty in the family. Makatoko lagada, rakate ketoko lagada, repa yakata paragada, rakate yatoko lagada. Every territorial spirit, every mammoth spirit, we trample against you. Rakadagada. Every Jezebel spirit, we trample against you. Ragadagadagada. Zeke biata tatata. Under our feet, makoto alabadash. Legeto nagadash. Rate bedela badash. Ragadiato rabadash. Rete benemataya. Akadagadagadagada. Rate benemataya. Zeke tebede. O payata zagadi. O payata zagadi. Zeke atonante. Ipato para. Agabahata gedegede. Iparane hetebede. There are forces that control destinies of men. There are forces in the land that control destinies of communities. There are forces in the land that control destinies of people. That's why there are places when people go, they lose their mind. They lose their virtue. Have you ever wondered why a lot of people come to countries like here in America? Once they are here, they lose the fire. They lose the fire. They are swallowed in the system where money become their mammon, where immorality become their god. Makatabayataya. But because we dwell under the Almighty, we shall trample against systems of men, against the lion, against the traders, against the adders, against scorpions of this nation, against python spirit of this nation, against homosexual spirits of this nation, against every lesbian spirit of this nation, against every marine devil. Makato davanatai, opaya kuraganat, legedota aganani hita marante, zeketo ganani hedebedesh, yaki otamani hede legedi, ranta magadia ragnate tegnino konagnani, eparada ganate segedia ragnate dignaza, zeke perete sekepa, rapatapayatata, redemena koja jaganate dignano, kuraganate dignazi, eparate dagana, we trample against every forces of hell, against every powers of the enemy, against every principalities and powers of the enemy in highly places. We take authority over the gates of the cities. We take authority against every gate of the city that is being ruled by the princes of the air. We rise up as sons of God. We rise up as daughters of God, and we take over the territory for Christ. We take over the city for God. We take over the nation for God, and we open a double door that the enemy cannot shut, that the power of God may enter the land, the presence of God may enter the land, the army of God may enter the nation. In the name of Jesus, you shall trample the things that we have to step on. Hallelujah. Until they are disfigured. Do you know when you trample on something so much, they become disfigured? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Until they are dead, until they have unheard of, in the name of Jesus. Because he holds fast to me in love, I will deliver him. I will protect him because he knows my name. Do you know the name of the Lord? Do you trust in the Lord? Do you love the Lord? Hallelujah. If the answer is yes, he says he will deliver you. If the answer is yes, he says he will protect you. When he comes, calls to me, I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will rescue him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him. Hallelujah. And show him my salvation. The Lord is saying, I will satisfy you with long life. You are not permitted to die before your time, because the Lord Almighty will satisfy you with long life. He said, if you trust in him, he says, if you love him, open your mouth and begin to pray tonight. Yete se parano honda la badashiete. Yete mina monto zile bina manataya rabagadie. Atana mazinde le pete de pete le taya. Ye perete te pete te te parataya. You promise, Lord, that you will satisfy us with long life. Amandoro bobo shata. Repete pira manatani. Akoba yatani henda di baratata. Zeke perita zaparate. Ipamanonda de bandele pete de bedesh. Ye parata si perene manande. Ipo so barete sita manahandua. Je pendele bedea rabadashia. Aparanto odo zavine menteni. Akadu kurinina handa la kadashe. E parate mahanto zo paradi. Akidi andolo mosiete le benea. Upabana hanto zabide bin manataya. Aparatana mozie le kida monotaya. O makata manatile pidi. Apata la bande le pite di mahanda. Oh God, we come in your presence because we hunger for you. We hunger for you, Jesus. We hunger for help from above. We hunger for your strength. We hunger for your counsel. We hunger for your wisdom. We hunger for your protection, Almighty God. We come to eat and drink from you. May you fill our cup tonight and let it overflow. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let yokes be broken tonight. Let the devils be rebuked tonight. Let sickness go tonight. Let infirmities be rebuked. Every traps of the enemy be disconnected. Repaya ta 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 ta. Shekapaya ta 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 ta. Rekepere de gata. Ropaya ta 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 ta. Rande mina koto zaladesh. Shegebina atagadash. Shegebina magadagala. Shiganate de ganano. Kuraganate de ganano. E parada zaganate de ganano. Kuraganate de ganano. Tonight every pestilence is rebuked back to hell. Every sickness is rebuked back to hell. Every arrow that flies by day is rebuked back to hell. Every pestilence that talks by night is rebuked back to hell. We scatter every agenda of the enemy against the church of Jesus, against restoration of the tent of David. Every agenda from the pit of hell against our nation, against our family, against the church of Jesus, we scatter. We scatter by fire. We scatter by fire. We scatter by fire. We scatter by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, every plan of the enemy to kill, to steal, to destroy, we decree you have no place in our life, because sickness is not permitted to come near our tent, because we dwell under the shadow of the Almighty. We rebuke sicknesses, we rebuke viruses, we rebuke flus. We are covered by the blood of the Lamb. We are sustained by the help of God. We are sustained by the life of God. We are sustained by the security of God, for he will release his angels to protect us. Father, assign angels to protect. Assign angels to walk with us, so far. Assign angels to live with us. Assign angels to hold our hands, that our feet will not trample against the stone, because there will be angels that will carry us. There will be angels. Tonight, let angels be released, ministering angels to minister to the people of God, to minister to the children of God. Let angels be released tonight under the authority of the word of God. Let ministering angels be released to produce security. Let ministering angels be released to guide us. Let ministering angels be released to be watchmen at the doorpost of our houses, to be watchmen at the doorpost of our families, to be watchmen at the doorpost of the church, that no thief is permitted to break in and steal any church equipment, because they are angels that are guarding the door. We call upon the help of heaven. Makupa ragada baratata rakwa kashaka dagadagada rakwa kayanta magadish legede atoragadada jeke toropa yataya rika payata ragada. We call upon the help of heaven. We call upon the insurance of heaven, that Father, protect us as your children. Protect us, oh God, against every deadly pestilence that is out to kill, to steal, to destroy. Mighty God, we call upon your name, for you are our refuge. You are our fortress. We rely on your name. We trust on your name. For the name of the Lord is a strong tower, that the righteous run unto it and be safe. And Father, tonight we run unto the name of our Lord. We run unto the protection of the name that is above every name, that at the call of the name of Jesus, every knee must bow, every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And today we decree that let every knee bow, let every tongue confess that Jesus is Lord of all, is Lord of our health, is Lord of our economy, is Lord of our country, is Lord of our cities, is Lord of our homes, and is Lord over the church. Thank you, mighty Father, for the authority in your word. Thank you, Jesus, because we know with you in our life we can never be the same. With you at work in our lives, we can never be the same. With you at work in our lives, oh Father, we know we can never be the same. Hallelujah. We bless you, Jesus. We honor you. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe. This word is for those that have chosen to abide. You might be the one that have been listening to the word of God tonight. You haven't chosen to abide. You haven't chosen even to give your life to Jesus Christ. You want to say yes to Jesus tonight. You have realized you have been living outside God. You have realized that there are priorities you have put that have kicked God out of your life. And you want to return back into the place of dwelling. You want to return back to the place of abiding in obedience to the word of God. I want to give you an opportunity, wherever you are, to come back to your Father, come back to your Maker. You might be the one that have run out of the presence of God and met all manner of pestilence and troubles because you are too far away from God. You came out of the shadow of the Almighty, but you want to return back to the Father. I want to give you that opportunity, whether you are listening in Activated Christian Radio, whether you are listening on YouTube, on our podcast, in our communities on Facebook. I want to give you this opportunity to come before the Lord. Just go down on your knees and just cry out for mercy. Cry out for mercy. Tell the Lord that I want to come back. I want to trust in you again. I want to breathe in you. I want to dwell in you. I want to trust in your protection. situation. In the mighty name of Jesus, I want to follow you. I want to submit to your authority. I want to submit unto your leading, because you are the best I can ever have. You are the best I can ever have. Makoto zebedere tatata. Just cry to the Lord. I will give you 1 or 2 minutes just to make your plea made known to your Father. He is your Lord. He is near to the brokenhearted. Cry to your Maker. Cry to your Maker. Cry to your King. Cry to Him. Cry to Him. The Lord, I need you. I need you more than I need my job. More than I need a boyfriend. More than I need a girlfriend. More than I need my business. I need your help. More than I need my education. I need the help from above. I need the mercies of God. I need the protection of God. I need the mercies of God. Habayatatatata. Zepetere mahanto roboboshaya. Eperete seperida ganande. Ito soparada manatia. Opayata sibirina handala ganande. Ita sabarata siterima hando robosaya. Ita zabaratani hendele bedesh. I cry to you, Lord. Have mercy on my soul. Have mercy on my spirit. Where I have not abide, where I have not dwelled. Mighty Father, draw my spirit to your presence from today. From today, I will yearn for your presence as the deer pants for water on a pasty ground. Mighty God, I will seek for you. Ye para ta 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 ta. Give me a hunger to dwell. Give me a hunger to abide. Give me a hunger to worship you in spirit and in truth. Rekindle the fire of worship, the fire of prayer, the fire. Oh, mahantarababosie itazamahantorobosaya. Hallelujah, glory to God. We worship you, our Father. We worship you, our King. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. As we come to the closure of the service of today, I want us to give God a sacrifice of thanksgiving. Hallelujah. After praying all this prayer, we have to remind ourselves that we have to remain grateful to our God. We have to remain grateful. Hallelujah. I will give you 1 or 2 minutes to say thank you to the Father. Just say thank you. Thank you for what you've done. Hallelujah. You see, the scripture say that when he sent forth his word, it will fulfill that which he sent it. The word of God is a demarcation upon our life today. It has gone in the realms of the spirit because we have spoken it. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus is covering us. No calamity is permitted to come near our tent. When they reach here, they will perish. We are a no-go zone for darkness. When they reach into the place of our tent, we shall trample. We shall trample. We shall trample. That's why the church is a place of deliverance. Hallelujah. But those that are heavy laden, when they enter, they will find light. They will find deliverance. Those that are possessed of the devil, when they enter our tent, those demons are to leave. In the mighty name of Jesus, because it is a tent where we trample against snakes and scorpions. Because it is written, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. And tonight we decree that the gates of hell will not prevail in our life, will not prevail upon this tent of David, will not prevail in our sanctuary, will not prevail in our homes, in the mighty name of Jesus, because we are dwelling, we are abiding. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus, for your word. We know that you have sent forth your word, O Lord, and it will not return unto you void. We give you the sacrifice of your thanksgiving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your help. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you for your salvation. Thank you for the sick that have been healed. Thank you for those that have been delivered. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray and believe, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.